The signs carried by protesters from Philadelphia City Hall to Independence Mall took issue with fracking, war, the privatization of prisons, and Hillary Clinton. Heidi Clark and Ken Salins made the trip up from the D.C. area to show their support for Bernie Sanders.
Because he started something and he's ignited a passion in people, and we don't want that to end. We're on the verge of the opportunity to really get rid of corruption, to change the way things work in this country, and it's an incredible feeling of hope, and I want to be part of that.
We want to send the message that it's not ending with this election. This movement should carry on to the next several elections and beyond.
They also made it clear how far Clinton needs to go to win them over, and Clark says Sanders' endorsement is not enough.
She'd have to demonstrate a real commitment. Sometimes I feel like she teeters on sounding like she endorses what the American people are asking for, but it seems to be more of a strategy than any kind of like heartfelt conviction. And when I can see that she has a heartfelt conviction, or when I can see that she makes guarantees about what she's willing to do, then I will vote for her.
Clark, who's 52, says for the first time in her adult life, she may not vote for president. Janice Musselman's vote may go to a third party, the Green Party's Jill Stein. And she says she won't apologize if such votes tip the election Donald Trump's way.
So Hillary is a very weak candidate. She has a lot of, you know, vulnerabilities that Trump will exploit. I mean, she thinks Bernie was angry with him or whatever at the debates. I mean, just wait until Trump's going to do. Trump is going to eviscerate her.
As in Cleveland, police, most on bikes, accompanied the protesters, which were largely peaceful and are expected to continue through the week. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm M.L. Schultze.